This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Nation. It's time to talk some basketball here with you. Mavs will be in action tomorrow against Milwaukee on TNT, a chance to watch a lot of new Mavs, a very exciting roster. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Here's the Chief.
Yeah, I'd like to just just issue an apology here. I've been drinking green tea all day, and Wolchuk brought the demons out of me there with the running back stuff.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you've been farting.
That was gold.
Let's go ahead and cut the lights out. We'll put the kids to bed. The G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around that rim.
It's draft season, baby. Rain dance!
Just too early to be fighting about prospects, dude.
It's never too early.
I shouldn't have done that to myself.
It's never too early. Let the fire out.
Wolchuk drew me offside with a Mozzie Smith.
He's trying to use a first rounder for a running back, Chief. Let him have it.
He's like, shut up.
He's
over
like,
there.
But what if he's Barry Sanders and the guy you're drafting is Mozzie Smith? Now what?
Hey, they haven't had success with defensive tackles.
Got me.
In this hypothetical that you just painted, you just gave me Mozzie Smith, and now I'm supposed to win the hand? Go F yourself.
I know my audience.
It really is always a special occasion when CA, the GOAT, informs us that we will be getting two regular season Mavericks games before having to watch the Dallas Cowboys get railed in San Francisco.
Thank you, Chris.
How crazy is that, dude, that the Mavericks season, it's basically upon us. When you go to the finals, you blink and boom. We just had that same realization with the Stars a little bit. Like, gosh dang it, dude.
And the Rangers. It's crazy when you have teams that are actually like good and going to championships and stuff. Like,
yeah.
God, that's
it's amazing how quick the offseason can be if you play your cards right. Well, it's true because a week from tomorrow, the Mavericks tip off at home versus Wemby and the Spurs. And then on Saturday it'll be October 26th. That's when they go to Phoenix to take on the Suns. So you'll get to see the Mavericks in two meaningful games before the Sunday night extravaganza in Santa Clara. Now, your Mavericks update, of course, Mike Curtis, who will be on with Sean and RJ, I believe, sometime next week, Dallas Morning News.
I thought we were getting Mike Curtis. He's a good buddy
too.
Of mine.
Yeah. Yeah, we should just sneak him in on Monday when they get him on Tuesday and be like,
didn't
sorry.
We just have him first.
Didn't leave any meat on that Mike
we're
Curtis bone there
the
for you guys.
On all the Mavs insiders.
Jason Kidd said Luka will most likely not participate in tomorrow's game, but he did go through a full practice today.
Good.
So I think that's
all
pretty
I
much
need to hear.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and keep Luka in the bubble wrap there until Thursday night when things are for real and we have a collision course with Wemby. And we'll get to Wemby here in just a moment. I did want to give you the quote here, and I think this makes sense for sure. Because I think this was their one true intent, and then the rest of the offseason moves they made were kind of because that's how everything fell. But Nico Harrison says, you know, honestly, after the finals, we felt that we were close. We knew we were close and kind of say this. It has a good ring to it, but we were a clay away, and we feel like he's the guy that can take us over the top. Now, I think that's a little bit foolish if you're just copy and pasting last year's roster and you're bringing Klay Thompson and you're moving on, obviously, I guess, you know, THJ or whatever. But to me, it's the Klay Thompson factor for sure. But, man, the Najee Marshall factor, I think, is also really big here. I wonder how much better we're going to feel at some point during the season where it's like, wow, Najee Marshall for airplane mode, and all of a sudden – you know, Derek Jones Jr. And it's like, I think that is actually going to be a pretty nice upgrade as well.
More consistent outside shooter. Yeah. As good of a defender, maybe a little bit better as a team defender. I think that thing could be huge. I don't know if they're a Klay Thompson away. Like, were the Miami Heat a Ray Allen away 12 years ago? Because I think that's the role Klay Thompson's going to have, and I think the answer for Miami would have been a yes. You know, they might not
like that comp.
They wouldn't have beat the Spurs.
I like that comp a lot. I also think Quentin Grimes is a guy that's going to be better than we're giving him credit
for. And Quentin Grimes
more athletic, but Boston was way better. But it wasn't close.
They
lost Porzingis. It didn't even matter. They were still way better.
Yeah. You're just hoping, hey, can you get to the finals and then see what's happened to the Celtics along the way with some of the injuries and stuff. Who knows how banged up they could be, or maybe something happens and another team in the East goes on a run, but you feel good about, can we at least get back to the finals here and then see what happens? But there was no question that you needed more 3-point shooting and spacing in that finals, and hopefully the combination of Klay Thompson and Najee Marshall helped solve that for you.
You know, one thing's for sure, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown don't get along great. Guy didn't want him on Team USA, apparently. You know, so things can happen. You know, post-championship, managing that success can be very, very difficult to sustain. Obviously, a lot of guys have to sacrifice to win you a championship, and you can feel fed. You're not as hungry after you win big and maybe not willing to do as many of those things. So we'll see. That group shouldn't be difficult to overcome, but what you're looking at is really the Jrue Holiday factor that made them so credible.
I'm glad you said that about the hunger factor, and we know Joe Mazzulla, who's their head coach, is maniacal, and that seems like the one coach that really would just refuse to allow that to creep into his locker room or whatever, but we're seeing it right now with the Denver Nuggets. Here's their coach, Michael Malone, basically just calling them soft.
Like tonight, I ran those guys the whole third quarter. And obviously Jamal didn't play in the second half, but played that starting unit the whole third quarter to try to push their envelope a little bit. And you know, that was probably a little bit hard on some of those guys. And then in practice, I think, you know, we can get up and down more. I think so often as coaches in modern day NBA, the league has gotten so soft. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, everybody's afraid to condition and run. Well, we have to.
He was also asked if he felt like there was a sense of revenge in the air for the Nuggets this season after the way their season ended last year. And his quote was, "I haven't seen it." So he's pretty anti his own team right now. And we'll see how, of course, it evolves throughout the season.
You have to talk about, you know, Jokic's personality. He is not a guy that's obsessed with greatness. Mm-hmm. You've taken away two or three of their two-way perimeter players. I just don't think they're as good as what they were their championship year. And, you know, as the coach, I think he's great, you know, and he knows what buttons to hit. But it comes down to more just the ability of your guys than the hunger most often.
Definitely not going to discuss in today's rim session the Bronny James preseason.
I thought he's been fantastic. Like, he might be in the starting lineup.
44 minutes, 4 points, 5 turnovers, 2 of 16 from the field, 0 of 7 from downtown, a minus 40 in the plus minus.
I think so, it was like plus 40, just and not, it was 44 it's not, points in 4 minutes.
Just not worth bringing up. But what is Victor Wembanyama, and he's got some quotes, dude. It sounds like this dude wants some smoke. He's got no issue just kind of putting his name on calling out current NBA superstars. He says he used to like some of the NBA stars until he realized they don't put in the right work.
Wow.
His quote is, "In a good way, some of them are really impressive and inspiring in the way they approach the game every night, but others that I used to like, now it's like, I'm just not sure they deserve it." Like, they don't seem like they put as much work in as I thought. Maybe that's a shot at the emaciated polar bear himself, the Joker.
Yeah, I don't know who he's talking about. I'm not surprised, but I wish he'd name some names.
Yeah.
You know.
He'll hop on a podcast. They'll pull it out of him at some point.
For sure. But I'm terrified, you know. This guy's got everything. The skill, the size, the quickness, the instincts, and apparently the drive. That's Kobe-esque.
He also said that an Olympic gold medal would mean more than an NBA championship.
Sure, yeah. I mean, if you can get it done for France, massive underdog against Team USA, getting it done for your country, I could see that.
Sure, Spurs fans love to hear that, though.
So, yeah, well, the Spurs played the Heat last night, and Tyler Hero said, Victor Wembanyama makes you bring out different things to finish over him. His length is crazy, pause. So that's the analysis that you are getting from Tyler Hero. I do think Wemby is... I think Wemby's a top 10 player already.
Okay, where do you think Wemby was? The Ringer. So we had like dueling top 100s. We don't have the top 10 yet for ESPN's. The Ringer has released all of their top 100. Where do you think Wemby is?
12.
Give me 15.
He's 15. 11, isn't he?
11, 12, 15. He's number four.
Ooh.
He's number four?
He's four on the Ringer's top 100 behind Jokic, Giannis, and Luka. They've got him as the fourth best player right now.
That's awesome.
That's getting ahead of it right wow. there.
Yeah, you're betting on a big, but I think they'll be closer than ESPN's list by the time we get to the end of the season.
Yeah, end of the season, he's closer to top five than outside the top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and what do we see? He put on like 25 pounds or something in this offseason. He's not just a skinny dude necessarily anymore, so he's starting to fill out and... He's clearly the kind of guy that works on his craft if he's pointing the finger at others that aren't.
Yes.
So he's a dude that you feel like will come back with even more moves, even though we saw him Euro stepping and stuff. But his presence alone is just a game changer defensively. He's a joy to watch. It sucks that he's in that uniform.
It really does, man. You know, you want to talk to a kid like that and say, you know, you want to be in a big market. You know, you want to go to like New York, don't you? You want to get probably on the East Coast, closer flight home.
Mm.
I mean, San Antonio, it's a tiny town. You can't dominate for your sponsors there. Young That's man, right. Let's get going.
Maybe he likes big women, though.
That's true. Mm. Yeah, him and Charles would have that in common.
Hey, I'd like to introduce you guys to Yuki Kawamura. You
good passer.
From the Grizzlies?
Yeah.
Get to know him. Move over, John Morant.
He gets my guy from Purdue the ball a lot.
Yeah, Zach Edey.
Your Edey. Purdue guy?
Yeah.
I thought it was Eddie.
Is it Edey?
I mean, what do you think it is?
Zach Edey.
No, you said Eddie.
Zach Edey.
That was weeks ago, Walchuk.
I learned that. Eric told me, Zach Edey.
Yeah, it is.
Well, Yuki K is...
He's a good passer.
He's 23 years old. He's 5'8". And it might be move over Ja Morant, make a place... There's a new floor general in town.
Yuki.
And his name's Yuki. 10 points, 7 assists, 3 threes, 25 minutes off the bench. And here is the Grizzlies broadcast just describing our guy Yuki.
Every pass from Yuki is a no-look pass.
And it's true. When you look at his highlight reel, he's 5'8". He's completely electric. He's got a three ball. He's got incredible vision. If this dude was 6'4", I think you're talking about him being a true bona fide player. But he's awesome, and I wasn't familiar with his game, but I am now, and I look forward to seeing what type of usage he gets there with the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yuki Tsunoda?
At 5'8", his pick-and-roll game with Edey is pretty dang special.
Not the Formula One driver, bro. What are you doing over there?
And I'm not joking. That Grizzlies guy was not being hyperbolic when he says every pass is a no-look pass.
Oh, no.
Every pass is a no-look pass. He's nutmegging dudes. He's throwing. Yeah. He's like airbending a little bit. So I'm excited for this guy.
It's amazing how awesome you can be at basketball and not really get that great of a look. You know, like YouTube's full of these guys. They were pretty good college players, and they're showing up at like G League tryouts. They got highlights. They got threes. They got all kinds of handles, and the NBA's like, yeah, he'll never cut it.
He's over here boxing out Dwight Powell.
I cheer for guys like that. I love the smaller dudes, your Muggsy Bogues, your Spud awesome. Webbs.
Yes, especially when you play fun like this guy.
Yeah.
This dude is like, he's got like a Globetrotter vibe to his game. Mm.
Let's go. Okay, when we come back, G-Bag Nation, it's time for Krusty's Corner. Where are you taking us today, Brian?
Yeah, we're going to make my guys grade some players. We'll do that next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.